It's a brand new season of the Politocrat Daily Podcast for conversation, information, and revelation. Join me, Omar Moore, every day for a brand new edition of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Politics, news, issues you care about, guests, and commentary, all on the Politocrat Daily Podcast. So please join me for every new episode. Subscribe now. And thank you very much for your support. Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Friday, January the 1st, 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. It feels so good to say those three words. Welcome to this brand new season of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. It's so good to be able to be speaking to you, and it's so good that you have lent your ear and your time to this brand new season, this first episode on the first day of a new year. Season 2 begins today, this podcast, as does this brand new year on January the 1st, 2021. It is so good to have you here. It is so good that you have provided some of your time. It is so good to be in a new year. Some of us are not here, of course. Sadly, some of us are here, and we persevere through these difficult times. But one thing that I think gives hope is that we are still here as the calendar and the year become new and the page turns on that calendar. But that hope must come with something more. There must be a commitment and a movement to make this world a better place. And not just a commitment to it, but a desire and a demonstration of that will to do so. I think one of the first things that we must do as we begin this new year is to strategize what kind of year we want it to be. Obviously, we don't want it to be like 2020. What I am trying to convey is the importance of planning not only in our own personal lives, but also in the way that we respond or the way that we proactively do things when it comes to the realities of the political realm that we all swim through on a daily basis. And that's not just about being proactive against political leadership or proactive and preemptive. That's also about the small things as well, the everyday things. I think that we have to be proactive about improving the way this world is. And there are people doing that. I think more of us have to do it. Yes, it does involve a little work, but some people are doing this full time, full tilt. Whatever we choose to do in 2021 will matter. But even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes of your time, I think you will find that 5 or 10 minutes is time well spent. another chance to do good in the world. Another chance to stand up and be counted. Another chance to speak up and speak out. Another chance to be a partner to a cause, not just an ally to it. Partnership is much more active than allyship. And that requires something more than just saying things. It requires actually doing things. And it requires standing up and indeed being counted. To act, not just to say, not just to do things on a symbolic level. I think that's the first thing that I have to say on this first edition of this podcast, the Politocrat Daily Podcast, here in the brand new year, 2021, this brand new season of this podcast. Again, I thank you so much for lending your ear. It is, again, so good to have crossed the threshold. I don't know whether you drank any champagne or any kind of alcohol in the early hours of January 1st, whether you are not someone who drinks at all, or whether you just slept through the whole thing, or whether you had some really difficult circumstances during the course of 2020, and maybe still had some of those things going on as the calendar turned to a brand new year. I don't know where you stand, but I do know that I wish you a very bright, happier, more healthy, and more prosperous new year. 2021 has to be different. It really does. And we have to, more importantly, make it different. So we will have to be engaged here. And engagement is our mission, among many others, in this brand new year. Some more thoughts coming up about what 2021 must be, but even more than that, the things that we must do as individuals. That is coming up next.
People sometimes ask me why a pastor would decide to run for the U.S. Senate. My answer is simple. I've always felt that my impact does not stop at the church door. That's actually where it starts. And I love this country and believe that what makes America so great is that we've always had a path to make it greater. I'm Raphael Warnock, and whether you congregate in a church, synagogue, or at kitchen tables across Georgia, we can all agree that Washington could use some moral leadership. That's why I approve this message.
It is so good to be here. It really is, you know, and I am thankful for it because there are a lot of people, unfortunately, who cannot. You know, I am very thankful to have made it through to the other side. A new year, a new possibility, one we will have to work for, one we will have to embrace, one we will have to be more active in. Proactivity is going to be very important here in 2021. And I think this is an important first day of the year to breathe, to exhale, to reflect, to embrace the possibilities of a brand new year, to look at what this year has in store for you on a personal level and what things you want to add to this year so that they are improvements in your own life, whether it be in relationships, whether it be in the mission of the year for you, work-wise, daily, the small adjustments that need to be made, and of course, the challenges ahead. There are so many challenges ahead, of course, but there are challenges that we can meet, and maybe some that are a little bit beyond us. But we are all here. And if you're listening to me, you are here too. I am here. You are here. We are here. And I know that between us, we can all do something to make this world a more just place. Because ultimately, if we do not have justice, then we cannot have peace at all. That is the truth. And it's a truth that we all know and we cannot deny. Midnight came here in San Francisco and it was ushered in this brand new year with cheers, champagne, wearing oversized or undersized Happy New Year hats and fireworks that could be heard in the night sky and in the neighborhood here. It's so good to be here. And the relief that came once that clock struck midnight here was a relief and a release of joy and happiness, even though it was subdued here. Phone calls and texts came in long before midnight and long after midnight. It was good to get 2020 behind us. It is just a good thing. I'm just glad that we are in a brand new year. It doesn't mean that the challenges go away, because of course they do not. The things that bedeviled and plagued and systemically oppressed in 2020 are still here in 2021 on this first day of the new year. So that standpoint, and from that standpoint, nothing has changed. I think we, though, have to mount a challenge to the kind of world that we're living in, the world that is very unforgiving and oppressive. And I think that's part of our mission. On a personal basis, the mission must be to improve ourselves. No matter how much, no matter how small, we're all charged with that mission. It's one thing that I know that I will do, but also to make sure that the positive things are the emphasis and the positive things are invested in the work we do, in the communications we have, and in the people whose lives we touch. There is a wealth of that kind of investment and possibility in 2021. We must uphold truth, and we must strongly condemn lies. But even more than that, we must emphasize why the truth is important to us. And also make sure that facts are something that are put at the front of the queue, as it were. We must reject the BS. We must condemn the BS and talk about why it is so dangerous, and also emphasize the truth and why the truth matters. But not even defending truth to that degree, you can just say that history is an important variable, and it also guides us. That's why I talk about history, because it guides us. It is a roadmap. It's an instructive roadmap for some of the things that we can do that are good, and certainly for some of the things, or really all the things, that are bad that we can avoid doing again. If we don't have history, what do we have? If we don't have feelings, what do we have? I think you know the answer to those two questions. Without history, we are lost. We are lost. And without feelings, well, again, I think you know the answer. You can fill in the remainder of that unfinished sentence. It is important to feel, because I think we've become really numb. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, because human beings will become that way in the face of such relentless trauma. It is a defense mechanism that we use that kicks in for all of us, or almost all of us. But in this brand new year, we have an opportunity to start feeling again. And I really mean that. We have to invest in feelings. We have to invest in empathy. We have to invest in love, in care, in compassion. These are things that I talked about last year in season one of this podcast. And I'll be talking about it a good deal more here in season two of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. One of the things I think that we should start to do, one of the things that you can do, one of the things I've already begun to do as this first day of January is evolving and unfolding, is to make a marker of the things that I'm going to do today. And I've already completed, well, one or two of them. But I do think it's worth every day of this brand new year writing down or thinking about the three things that you want to accomplish in this day, in each day. Whether you are somebody who works in government, whether you're somebody who works at home, whether you're somebody who is an essential worker, whether you're somebody who isn't working at the moment, whether you're someone who is retired, whether you're someone who has been unemployed for quite some time, whether you're someone who, well, whatever station of life you find yourself in. What I want you to do right now is to think about three things that you want to accomplish on this day, Friday, January 1st, 2021. I would love for you to write those things down. Then what I would love for you to do is to try to get at least one or two of those three things done today. It could be something big, it could be something small, it could be something intermediate. But I want you to do that. I want you to write those three things down, and I want you to accomplish at least one of them, at the very least, today. In fact, I would challenge you to try to accomplish two of them. And as I said, they could be big, small, or in between. Of course, optimally, I would love for you to do all three of them today. And I mean, literally, these could be very small things. It could be something as, well, as pretty straightforward as I'm going to cook something today. It could be something really, I don't know. I mean, whatever goals you set for any individual day. But I do want you to do that. If you can, if you are able to, most importantly. Because I know that there are some people who are not able to do some of these things. I think the reason why I start with that is because it is, I think, necessary to try to undergo what I call a rhythmic process of building something, building a ritual. I don't know if you have routines or rituals. I'm sure you do, but perhaps they are people who aren't aware that they have these routines and rituals and maybe don't look at them as routines or rituals. And maybe things are a little bit scattershot or things are being done without a plan or without any sense of purpose. I don't know if that applies to you or not. But what I think the purpose of what I am asking is to just get us to start to move through the gears. The champagne hangovers, be damned. The small things that you do on this day and the accomplishments that you are able to achieve on January 1st, this very day that we are presently in, will be a template for something bigger as you move through this new year. So if you start with the basics, I mean, something as really elementary as, well, I'm going to put the kettle on and I'm going to drink this kind of tea or that kind of tea or that kind of coffee. Or I'm going to avoid doing this thing that I did last year, which was not a good thing that I did last year. I'm going to avoid that today. I mean, it could be whatever it is. It could be something small. It could be something very personal to you. It whatever it is that you want to do more or less of, please make that one of those three things that you invest in doing today. This is not really about New Year's resolutions. This is about the kinds of things that you want in your life, and the way you want your life to begin this year. You are here, you're alive, and how do you want your life to work? How do you want this day in your life to be? You do have some control over that, of course. You do have some control over that. So take control. January 1st offers that possibility to you. It offers that possibility to all of us. So why don't we embrace it? This is the time to start doing that. Those small things. How we move through the gears every day. So that by the end of this first day of January, this first day of 2021, we can look back and see, okay, this is what I did today. This is what I did today. This is what I couldn't do today. This is what I didn't get done. Time is so precious, and what we do with it really does matter. And how we do with it really does matter. It is important that we do make every day count. And that's the overarching point of this whole exercise of putting these three things down on paper and thinking about them is that we make each day count. I'm sure there's going to be days that people in the world don't even think about the three things that they want to get done, because as John Lennon and so many others have said, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So yes, there's going to be things about life that will interrupt or knock you off rhythm in 2021. And I hope that those things that knock you off rhythm are not life-threatening, health-threatening, or anything of that sort. But life is something that doesn't wait and is not polite sometimes for any of us, for some of us or all of us, really. And so these are things that we, I think, should at least try to do, because it does make a difference. And also it engages the mind, the active mind. And I know that there are people who suffer from depression, very serious depression. So I don't know that everybody can do these three things. And as I alluded to, some people are not able to. Maybe you can help them. If they are in your own life, maybe you already do help them. But we have so much power. To a degree, we have some power, I should say. We do have the power to hold politicians accountable. We do have the power to say yes or to say no. And while that power gets challenged, particularly the power to say yes and the power to say no, sometimes severely challenged, I think we must commit to continuing to chart our course the way we want to. Hopefully in a way that makes our families proud, our spouses, our partners, our loved ones proud, our children proud, the people we know proud, and ourselves proud. I really think that optimally, all of those things must be in play for us. Better people for a better world. I do want to say, once again, if I didn't say it already, that I have written a brand new entry for the Politocrat blog at politocrat.politics.blog. But that entry, called Annus Horribilis, is just one piece of news for this first day of January that I want to announce. The other piece of news is that there is a brand new website, especially for this podcast. It's a website that I designed. It's a website that will be updated on a daily basis. It is called thepolitocrat.com. It is a web page, a website specially for this podcast. So please go to it daily. It is the place to go for all things The Politocrat Daily Podcast. It centralizes all of the places where you can listen to this podcast. In fact, it's just a sample of the places. Believe me, there's so many more than what you see on the page. So go to thepolitocrat.com right now, literally right now, thepolitocrat.com. And you'll be able to see all of the things there. Video, podcast episodes, where you can access The Politocrat and listen to it, prior episodes, and lots more. The website will be added to. There will be continuing things to be added, as well as, I think, a shop that will be added as well. So if you want to purchase any merchandise or anything of that sort, you can do so. I may be transferring some of the things from the t-shirts that I designed last year for the Vote Early campaign that I was doing onto this new website as well. So that's the announcement, a brand new website that centralizes all of the areas that you can listen to this podcast and offers you some additional things as well. Also, a newsletter is in the works as well. It may be available as early as today so that you can get some additional information about the news that's going on in the United States principally, but also in other places that were not covered, news that were not and was not covered during an episode that is news that you really should know. To the extent that, of course, that I'm sure people read news items and get them, but there are things that often I want to talk about that the time just does not allow for. And sometimes the rhythm of an episode does not allow for either. It does not allow for it. So that is the announcement, thepolitocrat.com, the brand new website for the Politocrat Daily Podcast. The mission is to be better. And the mission is to start this year and to continue it with a goal toward justice, more love in the world, more compassion and empathy in the world, and to be better people. To be a better human being. There's a lot of work involved in that. It does involve looking within. And sometimes for some people, that is difficult to do. But if we want a better world, aren't we inevitably going to have to be better people as well? That is a thought that I will leave you with on this very first episode of this very new year in season 2 of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Episode 1 is now in the books. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Welcome again to a brand new year, a year of possibilities. Thank you very much again for listening to this edition of the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. Now there's a brand new webpage, especially for this podcast. The Politocrat Daily Podcast can now be found on thepolitocrat.com, a brand new page that centralizes all of the places that you can listen to this podcast, the major platforms, and many others at thepolitocrat.com. Lots of content that you can see there right now and every single day. So subscribe now to the Politocrat Daily Podcast and make sure you visit thepolitocrat.com. Thank you.